USA News, I'm Ryan Daniels. Former President Trump is back on the campaign trail after his arraignment this week. He's scheduled to speak tonight at a GOP fundraiser in Alabama. He appeared before a D.C. judge Thursday and pleaded not guilty to election interference charges. House Democrats are pushing for this latest trial to be broadcast live. Trump has already been indicted in three separate cases. The NYPD is keeping a close eye on crowds near Union Square after roughly 2,000 people were dispersed from the park earlier in the evening. Natalie Migliori reports.
NYPD Chief of Department Jeffrey Madry says the chaos started because Twitch streamer Kai Cenat was set to hold a giveaway event, and he could face charges since he didn't notify the city.
Well, we'll discuss with our legal department about inciting a and other charges.
Madry says the crowd, mostly filled with young people, broke into a construction site and started throwing things.
And additionally, individuals were also lighting fireworks, and they were throwing them towards the police. They were throwing them towards each other.
It took the NYPD roughly 40 minutes to surge the area with thousands of police officers. I'm Natalie Migliori, New York.
Pitmasters in Southern California worried about rising pork costs brought on by a California law.
Since Proposition 12 passed in California, pork has been moving slowly through the supply chain. The proposition makes meat production more humane by building larger confinement areas for the animals. The Department of Agriculture anticipated higher pork prices in July and moving into 2024, causing pitmasters to worry about where to get the next smoking deal. I'm Julie Ryan.
The Big Ten reportedly expected to add the University of Oregon and the University of Washington. The reports come as the Pac-12 conference is expected to fall apart. This is USA News.
Hey, this is Brant along with Sherry here. And so you hear me doing these spots for MediShare, and Sherry actually helps me with them. I get people actually in person saying, okay, Brant, for real, do you recommend this? Like, yeah. For real, I actually do. I'm not just saying stuff. So family, friends ask me about it. I'm like, yes, you should look into this. It's really a great option for a lot of people.
That's what I tell people. My experience has been, MediShare has been fantastic for me.
Yeah.
It's so different from health insurance in a lot of great ways, honestly.
Yeah, and but see, a lot of people who switch tell me that. It's the same reaction. They're very, very happy with it, and it gives them peace of mind and saves them a lot of money.
I would tell people, look into it.
Yep. So really, for reals, if you want to talk to them, they're great to talk to. I think you'll be impressed and happy you looked into it. So you do the phone number. I'm actually tired of doing all the phone numbers.
Okay.
Call now.
855-BIBLE-11. That's 855-BIBLE-11. 855-BIBLE-11.
Nice job.
Thanks.
Donald Trump's attorneys are appealing a judge's ruling denying their bid to stop Georgia's investigation into alleged election crimes. A judge earlier this week ruled Trump did not have sufficient legal standing to bring such a challenge before indictments are announced. The Democratic district attorney in Fulton County's indicated Trump will soon be indicted for his alleged efforts to overturn the 2020 election results in the state. Trump, in a taped call, asked Georgia's Republican Secretary of State to find him enough votes to overturn Joe Biden's win. A Florida mom is sharing her story after her husband stabbed her 13 times. Crystal Bresnahan says the violent incident started when he asked her to come inside his car after dropping her children off with him.
When he realized that he wasn't going to get that door closed, he just started stabbing me right there. Over and over again, he pulled me out of the car, stabbed me some more, and threw me on the ground.
Tampa police say on July 17th, Michael Bresnahan stabbed Crystal, then led police on a car chase that ended in a crash. Michael Bresnahan then got out of the car and started shooting at officers and was killed after they returned fire. Over a third of Americans don't believe they'll ever make enough money to retire. That's according to a recent study conducted by the Employee Benefit Research Institute. Last year, only 27% of respondents said the same. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Got an old car? You can donate it and save a life. The United Breast Cancer Foundation needs your help. They want to keep saving lives by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car or truck, running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Call now for free pickup. 800-245-0823. 800-245-0823. That's 800-245-0823.